For the second time in 2 days, Federal Reserve Board Chairman Alan Greenspan told lawmakers on Capitol Hill that the economic recovery appears to be on track, but he also warned that interest rates will eventually have to rise. NPR's Jack Speer reports.
In prepared remarks delivered to members of the Joint Economic Committee, Greenspan said the economy appears to have entered a more vigorous expansion. The Fed chairman noted the economy grew at a rapid clip of 6% in the last half of 2003, and he said while that pace is likely not sustainable on balance, he appeared upbeat about the economy's direction.
Recent data indicate that growth of activity has remained robust thus far this year. Household spending has continued to move up, and residential home sales and construction remain at elevated levels.
But Greenspan also noted there are strains on the economy. He said while businesses have been replacing their old equipment, many are still not adding large numbers of new workers. And he said eventually the Fed will have to raise interest rates, though he didn't say when.
As I have noted previously, the federal funds rate must rise at some point to prevent pressures on price inflation from eventually emerging.
Most analysts don't expect the Fed to raise rates at its next meeting in May. Since June of last year, the Fed has held its key federal funds rate at 1%, its lowest level in 45 years. Jack Speer, NPR News, Washington.